Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned Reynolds.
Ned Reynolds, Mike the intern in the studio this morning. So, Mizzou playing tonight. What are the odds in that game?
Missouri's a 4-point favorite over Georgia, as they should be. And I told you yesterday, Georgia's really
not having a great year at all.
They're two.
I mean, Mizzou's not having a good year, but Georgia definitely not having
2-16. They're 2 wins, 16 losses. Missouri at least has 5 wins in the conference, but Georgia under Tom Crean, and this is not a surprise. Tom took that job last year. This is his first year on the job. He's the former Indiana coach. He's the Harbaugh's brother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
And Crean's a good coach, but he hasn't had a chance really to get his kind of players in there. And this Georgia team just simply isn't very good. Mizzou beat him by 25 in Athens 2 weeks ago, actually last week. So now they're playing again in the tournament, and Missouri should win this. I hope I'm not putting the jinx on them, but they should win and graduate on to the next round, which would be tomorrow night.
Well, hopefully you didn't put the jinx on them, and a lot of Tiger fans are going to show up here tomorrow looking for you, bud. So yesterday, already a crazy free agency. We knew it was going to be insane, and it just every year it just seems like the drama just keeps getting crazier and crazier. A lot of teams spending a lot of money.
Well, it's because they can with their salary cap. The way this thing works is that teams can free up a lot of money, and the Cleveland Browns are the ones who have really come on very, very big in this thing. They get Le'Veon Bell's going to the Jets. They get Odell Beckham from the New York Giants, which is really big. They get Sheldon Richardson, a former Missouri Tiger, who's going to anchor their line. This team is going to be tough to handle, and as a matter of fact, the Browns may be the trendy pick to win their division in the American Football Conference, but that remains to be seen. And then you have Dee Ford. We're going to talk a little bit more about him in the next segment, but Dee Ford apparently going to the San Francisco 49ers now in another deal. It is wacko. Odell Beckham is the one that really surprises me. Here he is, New York Giant. Hey, you're in all the glamour and the spotlight and all that sort of thing with the Giants, and you leave to go to the Cleveland Browns?
He wants to win, man.
Evidently.
I mean, Matthew, right around the end of the year, beginning of the year, tweeted, money's cool, but I want a ring. And I think that was part of his decision process in coming to Kansas City. So you can't blame Odell if he wants to win. Eventually, that's, you know, money's money, but for a guy who's got millions.
Well, not being pro-athlete, you can't really identify, but that ring is very important to these guys.
Oh, yeah. It's your whole life. It's what you've been working for, sure. So, speaking of working towards something, the Bears on their season, are their struggles continue?
Yeah, they do. I don't know what's happened to this team. Well, they are young, and they do have injuries, but they haven't come together. The Bears played Oklahoma State in Stillwater yesterday, got belted 13-2 by the Cowboys. The Bears' pitching staff has simply been shattered here in the early going. That's 6 consecutive losses now for Missouri State. That's most un-Keith Gutton-like play. So, whether and of course, it's not conference play, and the conference play, Missouri Valley Conference, is your key, but the Bears are going to have to start showing some level of improvement here before too much longer. I know they have OU coming up, I believe, tomorrow down in Norman. That's going to be tough. And go back out to California this weekend. It's just a very tough schedule they put together, but should be playing a little bit better than this.
They should be, but still plenty of baseball left, plenty of time for them to change the course.
And
we are out of time.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yesterday, pretty crazy news day. It broke that the FBI had been doing an investigation, basically trying to figure out if people were paying for their kids to get accepted into schools. And in some cases, these kids definitely didn't deserve to go into these schools. And some of them paid several $100,000. Some of them paid several $1 million to do this. But that also involves athletics as well, because it was kind of all in the same thing. What's that tie into it?
The guy who put this all together is Rick Singer, and he's very well known. He's written books about how you prepare for ACT exams and how you get involved in colleges and so forth. But what this is totally beyond the realm of any acceptance at all. Now, parents paying for the kids to go to college, heck, that's nothing new. That's going on for years and years and years. But in this situation, it's parents who are paying Mr. Singer to bribe admissions officers and coaches into accepting individuals, even though it is bogus. Now, keep in mind that these schools involved are Yale and Georgetown.
Harvard, we're talking
Harvard's not.
Not Harvard's not one of them.
Yale is.
But Ivy League schools,
well,
nonetheless.
Stanford, Southern Cal, UCLA. But the key is, and they've done this pretty, it's a smart move, the NCAA has a mandate that when you're playing Division I, you have to have at least 16 sports. You have to have at least 16. Well, some of them have sports over and above that, like rowing and archery and sailing, sports that you don't really focus on as such. That's where the scholarships come in. Now, there are some that are soccer and some that are water polo, but you can, and Mr. Singer's done this, kind of fictionalize them. Hey, this kid's pretty good water polo player.
Yeah, well, but who's going to go, who's going to go scout that kid?
That's just it. You can't, they're flying under the radar, and they get full scholarships out of that because mom and dad have paid for it. Well, that's fraud right there, absolute fraud. And the kids, they don't know, but these are also kids who have had somebody take their ACTs for them. And that's so totally bogus right there. Anyway, a couple of actresses are involved in this, Felicity Huffman being one of them. So it's just not a good situation, and Mr. Singer is probably going to spend some time in jail.
He's definitely going away for a little bit in this. And it'll be interesting to see what happens to the famous people that do it. Now, you know, it's one of those things that you kind of look back as being, you know, a broke kid. He worked his butt off to get anything he did. I always assumed this happened anyway. You know what I mean? I think it's probably, there's always been forms of guys kind of greasing palms to get their kids in there. And it's sad because you look at these kids who come from nothing that worked their butt off to try and get there, and they didn't get accepted because someone else got accepted because they paid to get in.
Don't think that money doesn't buy everything, because it can in some cases. However, if you get caught, you're going to pay the price.
Yeah, that's true. But most, I'm wondering about the ones that are going to continue to do it that didn't get caught. Now, yesterday, Kansas City Chiefs fans were blowing up my phone as I was trying to go to sleep last night, or at least doing some training of my own. And D Ford going to the 49ers. Now, I knew this was a possibility as I'm a big Ford fan, but you got to look at the positive here. It frees up about $15 million in cap space. The guy had a great year last year, but that, you know, as far as consistency levels, the guy hasn't been that great consistency. But the question still needs to be answered. Who is going to be our edge rusher? We lose D Ford, we lose Justin Houston. What's the deal?
Well, he is an All-Pro. D Ford is an All-Pro this year, as a matter of fact, and did have a very good year. I think one of the reasons that he is being traded is because of what you mentioned, the cap space, number one. But number two is the changing of defense to a 4-3. And Mr. Spagnuolo, I think, may have some reservations about Ford fitting into that aspect of the defense. He has a great deal with San Francisco. The 49ers want him. Ford will be very effective there. Heck, he's only 27 years old, somewhere around there. And he can still play the game. Justin Houston's another story. He may be damaged goods, but that's beside the point. The fact of the matter remains that Ford, and filling in for him, in their scheme of things, will take some doing. Now, the Chiefs will explore the draft list coming up in a couple of months, I guess. It is the end of April, early May. And they'll also look at the free agency aspect of things for lesser money. But the cap space figures into it, and the fact that D Ford, they're taking a gamble on him. He is a franchise player, so he does have to go. The contract goes with him. And you do alleviate some of the financial barrier that is part of what the Chiefs are doing. So, yeah, it's in, probably will work out very well for them.
I think Beach knows what he's doing. You got to look for the future. You know, we've got a lot of contracts that are coming up here in the next couple of years that are going to be tough to either sign or let go. So I think that's what he's looking for. He's got to be looking at that. Or kind of makes you wonder if they're going after somebody with that cap space.
That's what makes the New England Patriots such an incredible story in the National Football League, because they've maintained that level of consistency over all of this and continued to win. Where other teams, Chiefs being one of them, and the Denver Broncos being one of them, have to go through down periods. Philadelphia Eagles going through a down period. Patriots never seem to do. That is remarkable in my opinion.
And that's just good front office right there, man. So, number one Lady Panthers, they're playing again this week. Where are they going to be?
They will play at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, and Drury's first game will be on Friday evening at 6. They're playing Kentucky Wesleyan. This is the regional. Now, the winner of this one goes to the NCAA Division II National Championships, which this year are in Columbus, Ohio, and I think Drury stands a great chance. The Lady Panthers, a great chance of going there. But Kentucky Wesleyan will be the first opponent. That'll be 6 o'clock on Friday night, O'Reilly Family Event Center. Now, there are other teams involved in this regional as well. And it goes through a 3-game series right up until Sunday or Monday. It depends on what the schedule calls for. But Drury stands an awfully good chance. They've already played Kentucky Wesleyan once this year, opening game of the season. Drury won by something like 39 or 40,
wow,
somewhere around there. So it bodes well for the Lady Panthers, who are a very good team. You don't get to be number one in America and not be a very good team.
That's true. Good luck to them, and good luck to everyone playing this weekend. Ned, thank you for your time
today. Yes, sir.